Yesterday's article caused some despair. Rightly so. The article was about your About Me score. And the illness that you either already have, or will have soon enough. How do I know that I am About Me? That my About Me score is high? Now, before I answer that question, I have to say, that some people manage to overcome it with a side capacity practice. Jay, for example, has been doing a practice for a few weeks now. She finds an incident on the past, and attempts to look at it sideways. Not once, but many times. The same saying it's wrong, or saying it's not fair, or saying I am right repeats itself in every incident, so if you don't remember your first incident, you can work on what you do remember. And then she reports to me what she sees. How she was, how she could have been. What choices she sees for being, behaving, reacting from the sideways view. The practice doesn't remove the I from the picture. The practice doesn't remove the I from the picture, but it removes it as the arbiter of the universe, the I through which everything's seen, and relegates it as the object. That results in a 70% About Me. Way, way, way better than the 100% she had before. One of the questions of the starting point measurements asks, 37. Can you let go of self-concern? Yes/no. What is your current measure? Percent. If one's entire world is built on a self-concern, then the answer is most likely no. So if in your originating incident you were wronged, then your self-righteous response is to make them look foolish, make them look wrong. Never realizing that your I was wronged is not a healthy reaction that will allow you to self-correct and live a healthy and productive life. Which means that a 100% About Me person started their career as the arbiter of the universe at age 3. And never changed their view about it. It is easiest to see it on the warring politicians. It is also easy to see it in the Middle East. Both parties insist on them having been wronged. What is never owned is this: the original incident starts with the person themselves doing something not quite okay. Something irritating, something dangerous, something that gets the hackles of another person up. Make the other person react, sometimes harshly. And our 3-year-old, in their imminent, innate wisdom drops the gavel on that reaction, and calls it wrong. And thus create their future of misery. Some, few, are luckier than others, and they didn't say wrong then. That wrong is the foundation of the high About Me, and until it becomes not wrong, there is nothing I can do. Literally. That wrong is creating the space inside that parasitic cells fill, eventually maiming you, killing you through horrible pain. The big bundle can only deal with the issue while it is playing in your ears. Awakening their brain that it is following an instruction that is not reality-based. And for many the big bundle is a fix. Because until and unless the person can let go of their opinion that they were wronged, this is just a solution that addresses the symptom. So the moment an already invaded person stops the big bundle, the invasion of the parasitic cells returns. I have 2 clients who are identical twins. One of them made the original incident and what happened there unjust, wrong. The other didn't. And their paths went in 2 different directions, including their health. A version of the wrong is when the child said it is not fair. Meaning that what one gets they should get too. Not being able to see that the one worked for it and they didn't. A child's view of equality. Never abandoned, never changed. A definite killer. And yet another version, I am not 100% certain about this one, when the child decides seeing something violent or harsh, this will never happen to me. Because I am good. Not wrong. All 3 versions of wrong are killers. Seeing the world only through their narrow keyhole-like view of me, myself, and I? In today's webinar I'll show how this plays out. Being the seed level of a person in their worldview. How it makes being an underachieving wretch a natural consequence of that unchanged original view. Underachieving simply means that your desires, your abilities, if you applied yourself, could have allowed you to do more fulfilling occupation than what you are having now. How do you know? You have visions of yourself being more, doing more, enjoying more. But they remain visions. Never translated to reality. Because on the floor of you having been wronged, of you having dealt an unfair hand, you being good, and obedient, and always right, you cannot build a real life. A life that has hard work, disappointments, failures, mistakes, struggle, because you just can't. You can't take it. That original decision made you fragile. Inflexible. Either right or wrong. Systemic values level. But I can only show you how it happened. So what can you do? You can take responsibility that you called what happened as wrong. Yourself being wronged. Called it unfair. And called yourself good. Better. Always right to avoid that same wrong to happen to you. Own it. Own that your misery comes from you having said that. And take it to a place where you weren't wrong, where you were actually wrong yourself. Mistaken. Entitled. Childish. Sure of yourself and that your behavior was praiseworthy. You are sure that you weren't wrong yourself. But you can't do that looking through the same eyes. You have to look through eyes of another person. Therefore the sight capacity needs to be active, at least for the time it takes to look and see the original incident. Some of you are so recalcitrant, that you won't allow the capacities to activate. And you won't allow yourself to look through a third person's eyes. And that will be the end of it. Your parasitic space filler will be able to be safe. And your life will continue to be based on having been wronged. I will activate the sight capacity for people on the call. That is $45 on any normal day. The call starts at noon EST. That is New York time. 6 p.m. in Europe, 9 a.m. in California. I deactivate the buy button at 11:45, so if you are one of those last-minute hurrah people, you won't be able to register. So you have a few hours. Let's change the seed level of your life. And just so you know, 23 people have clicked on that link so far, and said may. Maybe it was you. Maybe this is the first time you see this laid out. But one thing you can be sure of, the change you have been hoping for will not happen without you first changing the seed level of your life. Can't. The seed has all the DNA for the whole life. And that DNA includes the space you've been providing for the parasitic invader to first split you into two, and then kill you. I found this video today. It illustrates the space I am talking about. The choice is yours. To answer the question, will you be able to buy the recording of the course? Yes. But not yet. Will the activation be part of the recording? No. You will have to buy it separately. If you want it. After this, you'll see what has been most important to you. And it's surely not what you have been pretending, to be powerful, to be productive, to be an expanding human being. No. Something social, I guess. P.P.S., your priorities show you who you are. If I had an opportunity like this, and would need to choose to go to a wedding, or a funeral, or keep a doctor's appointment, what would I do? I would choose. And I would choose according to my priorities, not society's. Some 45 years ago I didn't attend my brother's wedding because I had my French state exam at the same time. It was offered once a year. I have never regretted it, and interestingly no one gave a hoot I wasn't there. Just like in Ayn Rand's novel, when one character, forgot his name, asks Rourke what he thinks about him, Rourke answers, "But I don't think about you. Only you think about you. All the time. Other people think about themselves."